"You never were the boy you were," Robert grumbled. "More's a pity. And yet, there was that one time, eh? What was her name? That common girl of yours, Becca? No, no, she was one of mine. God's lover, black hair and those sweet big eyes, you could drown in them. Yours was, Alina? No. You told me once, was it, Merrill? You know the one I mean, your bastard's mother."
"Her name was Willa," Ned replied with cool courtesy, "and I would sooner not speak of her."
"Willa, yes," the king grinned. "She must have been a rare wench, if she could make Lord Eddard Stark forget his honour even for an hour. You never told me what she looked like."
Ned's mouth tightened in anger. "Nor will I. Leave it be, Robert, for the love you say you bear me. I dishonoured myself, and I dishonoured Catelyn, in the sight of gods and men."
"Oh, gods have mercy, you scarcely knew Catelyn."
"I'd taken her to wife. She was carrying my child."
"You're too hard on yourself, Ned. You always were. Damn it, no woman wants Balor the Blessed in her bed."
He slapped a hand on his knee. "Well, I'll not press you, if you feel so strong about it. Though, I swear at times, you're so prickly, you ought to take the hedgehog as your sigil."